streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
USFL action continues all this weekend on Fox. Saturday at 3 Eastern, the New Orleans Breakers take on the New Jersey Generals. And Sunday at 4 Eastern, the Pittsburgh Maulers square off against the Houston Gamblers. Joy, your Maulers need to win here.
Yeah, you could say that. They are...
The winless?
They're struggling, to say the least.
It's been tough.
People on the internet think it's not healthy that I suppress my feelings.
Why? Oh, are you getting trolls? Because we were talking about trolls.
No,
today?
Not trolls.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's healthy that I choose to not express myself emotionally.
Oh, the last comment.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I do. I deal with my emotions.
It's okay if you don't want to be public
therapy.
About it, though.
I don't want to be asked what's wrong.
Yeah.
You ever had the person?
I get that.
What's
I get
wrong?
That.
Plus, I have resting B face.
Oh.
So people always think something's bothering me when it's really not.
Yeah.
That's not true. Something is usually bothering me, but it's not serious.
I think I have resting smile face.
You do.
I do. I like don't even mean to. I'm just like smiling at people. I make eye contact. I'm like, oh, shoot. I didn't mean to do that.
I think I'm smiling all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm not.
In your mind.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like people will be like, you need to smile. I'm like, I am smiling.
I get it.
Am I not smiling right now?
No.
My lips are not turned up at the corners right now is what you're telling me.
Now they are.
Now I am because I'm laughing.
They are. Yeah.
But like my resting face is angry.
Okay.
Let's get to Alex Curry with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, offensive-minded head coach Bruce Arians moved into the Bucs front office this offseason, and offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich is still in his role working alongside Tom Brady. And when he was asked if Arians would still have input in the offensive game plan going forward, he made it clear that he has always been the one calling the shots.
Probably not from an offensive game plan standpoint. And I don't think that's new. I remember last year you guys talked about red line. That's never happened. I don't know where that came from. But it was never nothing even close to that from the time I walked in 2019 with Jameis. It's been me full go. I'm just no risk it, no biscuit too. So it's just you guys just same thing. Nothing will change. Everything should be status quo.
And let's be honest here. Tom Brady has a big say on the offensive plan. You don't bring in a guy like Tom and dictate to him what the offense is going to be like. You bring him in and you build around Tom Brady. He is also the best in the game and basically like having a coach on the field.
And our coworker.
And our new coworker.
Yes. I mean, I think Brady, and maybe I'll get the chance to ask him this since we work together now. I do think he has a lot of input because he cares and he knows a lot, obviously.
He's obsessed with watching tape.
But I also have to imagine that it's a very much a collaborative effort.
Yes.
That it does appear that he puts people around him who are great at what they do and then leans on him. I mean, he has his trainer, Alex Guerrero, who he's had forever. You know, he has people around him that he works with and trusts with his body and many other things. So I have to imagine it's a bit of a collaborative effort as well.
Yeah.
I don't think it's one of those things where it's like Tom just wants this and we're
going to
do that.
But he has a big say.
Sure, as he should.
Yeah.
Who else would you want to have a big say?
Why wouldn't you? Look what he's done the moment he's come into this franchise.
And in the league before that.
Yeah.
But he also, you know, obviously had good offensive coordinators when he was in New England as well. So
Yeah. Not surprising statement there. But let's move to the Bengals because they surprised the league last season, winning the AFC and playing in the Super Bowl. But they're out to prove it wasn't just a fluke. Defensive tackle DJ Reader said that the AFC seems to run through Cincinnati right now, and they will be confident in themselves until another team takes the title away. Now, this is the confidence you want to have, but this is going to be an extremely different year. Last year, no one expected you to do what you were doing. You kind of flew under the radar. You were the underdog, and you proved a lot of people wrong. It's not going to be that way this season. You played in the Super Bowl. You are going to have a target on your back. Your game is going to be circled by a lot of teams here who want to prove, if they can get to the Super Bowl, we can get to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. That's the difference between being the underdog and being at the front of the pack.
Yeah.
People are chasing you now. You get to sneak up on people when nobody expects the Bengals to be in the Super Bowl, which nobody expected
to
be in the Super Bowl.
No.
Now, I do think this also comes from the confidence of Joe Burrow, who is 100%. Their leader, who is undeterred and unwavered in his confidence,
so cool.
Which I think is great and which was perfect for this organization, what they needed. They needed someone who could believe that they could win. When you have been losing for so long, you just start to submit to there's nothing that we can accomplish because you haven't been able to see it. You haven't had the belief in it. And when you match that, obviously, which is very necessary, with talents, then you're able to take that next step. But you're absolutely right. They're going to get everybody's shot, this best shot this year.
Oh, yeah.
It's very difficult to repeat, but I am perfectly comfortable with him saying we're the best. Like,
that's
come beat us. They are.
To have that mindset.
They absolutely are.
As you said, belief. I think people underestimate the power of belief.
Of course they do. Because
it's a huge underdog story.
That's the first step in accomplishing anything, is believing that you actually have the capability of doing it.
And according to Fox Bet, the Bills are favored to win the AFC at +330, and the Bengals have the fifth best odds at +900.
Hmm.
Yep, very interesting. But let's switch gears. Soon fans will be able to get an inside look at the young life of Giannis. The trailer for his biographical movie based on his life called Rise was released yesterday. It follows Giannis and his two brothers growing up in Greece and working towards their basketball dreams, all while the family battled through hardships. The film will be released on Disney Plus on June 24th. I love sports documentaries, sports movies, and when I saw the commercial for this during the game yesterday, full body chills. How special is it that we are getting a movie like this about one of the greatest players in the game right now in his prime, and he's involved as an executive producer, so he's already kind of entering, we talk about the mogul phase of all these superstar athletes, but it's going to be, if he's involved, you would hope, a very close depiction of his life.
Oh, I think it's going to be great.
It's going to be incredible.
I love sports movies.
Same.
Even the bad ones I'm into. So this is going to be awesome.
This is going to be so special.
And Giannis' story and his family story is just
incredible.
It is. And Disney does great
magical
work.
No, it's going to be magical.
Yeah.
I have chills right now just like talking about it.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be great. And I like that they have him as an executive producer. It's always nice to get some credits there.
Yep.
Giannis. So I'm into it, and I'll definitely be watching.
Yeah. Can't wait for that.
That's Alex Curry with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet five. That's it. $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right, so we teased this earlier, and I'm on my high horse about the NIL situation, so we can talk about this a little bit. We'll get to Jonathan Vilma in just a few minutes, but Mike Bray, the head coach of the Notre Dame basketball team, was at ACC spring meetings, and he talked about the NIL situation and the transfer portal, and obviously it's been deemed the Wild West and it's chaos. And he talked about it and he said, coaches have got to stop complaining. This is the world we're in. And last time I checked, we make pretty good money. So everyone should just shut up and adjust. I could not agree more. It is very refreshing to hear someone say it other than myself, because this is where I'm at with it. I still don't know what the problem is with the NIL ruling. What is causing this wild, wild west label that has been put on NIL? And also, I think people should stop grouping the transfer portal and NIL together as well. Obviously, some student athletes are transferring because of NIL, but you can put placeholders and regulations on the transfer portal in order to make things easier for coaches to build their rosters and for you know, sustainability throughout the season that have nothing to do with NIL. So stop pairing them together, because they're two separate issues entirely. One does bleed into the other, but they're not the same thing. So stop saying that, first of all. Second, I need everyone to stop talking about NIL like it only applies to the major sports of men's football and men's basketball. NIL is for all student athletes, men and women, to make money off their name, image, and likeness. So what is the issue? Why is everyone having this collapse? What is the panic? What is the outrage over? So the first thing that everyone is pointing to is parity. I can't entertain a conversation about parity when it comes to college sports. It's nonsense. I have no interest in going down that road with you. What parity? When has there ever been parity in college sports? When? Certainly not in college football. There is no parity in college football. If you look at college basketball, are there any dynasties that we can point to that were, I don't know, in maybe like the Elite Eight for men's and women's for that matter? Here's a clue, guys. The best student athletes generally go to the best programs. They did that before NIL. They're going to do it with NIL, and they're going to do it after any of these regulations are put in place, because that's what the best talent does, goes to the best programs. They did that before they were able to make money off name, image, and likeness. So parity is not even a conversation. It's nonsense. So what's the next problem with NIL? It can't possibly be adults making money, right? This is America. I mean, I get called a communist every day, but I'm actually quite literally a capitalist. I very much believe people should be able to make money and keep their money. Maybe make, you know, a couple corporations pay some taxes. But what is the issue here? It can't possibly be that you don't want people to make money. Like, that's un-American and quite illegal, actually, which is why NIL now exists. Because the Supreme Court decided that the NCAA, this whole amateurism structure that they put in place, is nonsense. You cannot tell people they can't make money off of themselves, off of their talents. Stop calling them kids. They're 18-year-olds. They're able to go to war. They can buy a house. They can start a business. Just because they're student athletes, all of a sudden, there is this outrage that it's going to collapse the structure of college sports, which has been held to the highest standard of honesty and truth.
Has it?
Forever. No! Yeah. None of this is even new. Now all of a sudden you just have to put stuff on a tax form. Are you going to really sit here and talk to me about how nobody has ever done anything to bend the rules to get a student athlete to go to their school? I'm not having conversations with people like that. This is not a real conversation. And I didn't necessarily agree with things being done that way, which is why I'm pro NIL. You should be able to say, hey, if you come to this college and bring your talents that you have cultivated without our help,
yep,
on your own,
yep,
or through God's work on your body, you can come and use those talents here at this school. And while you're doing that and getting a free education, you can also make some money. Or you can go to that school and make less money. But here you can do this. What is the problem? What's it going to do? Is it going to cause like Alabama to get some extra recruits? You know what it might do? It might open up some of the smaller schools to get an opportunity to get a recruit that might have gone to Alabama, which would solve the parity issue. So what is the problem here? To me, to little old me over here, the issue is people have to do more work. People have been compensated very well, have now have to do more work for their compensation that they get, which is what he was talking about. Do your job. Recruit. If you don't have the money, you're going to get different recruits. And guess what? Maybe you coach them. You could do that. You could do that. All right, we're going to get to Jonathan Vilma in a little bit and discuss the schedule release, which will be tomorrow night on NFL Network and on FS1 at 8 p.m. Eastern. We got a little news about the schedule release that it will be Cowboys at the Packers, week 10, Mike McCarthy's return to Lambeau. Those are two teams that have a lot to prove this upcoming season, especially based off the way that their seasons ended. So two interesting teams to follow. We'll talk to Jonathan Vilma about that and get his thoughts on the NIL as well. 2001 Miami Hurricane. So if you know anything about the Miami Hurricanes and what they're doing now, legally, of course, when it comes to NIL, I'm sure he has some thoughts on that. But the Golden State Warrior Memphis Grizzlies series has been very chippy. There's been a lot that's happened. It feels like the series has been going on forever. It's probably going to end tonight. There's not going to be any Ja Morant, which is extremely disappointing, obviously. You want to have all your stars available. But Draymond, who has been obviously very vocal for a long time, has his own podcast. As we discussed with Melissa Rowland earlier, she did a one-on-one interview with him. He's become kind of the biggest voice in the NBA outside of LeBron James, which I think is great. I think is great. He is this generation's physical player and villain, and he's happy to be that. I don't think he's a villain in the way that people hate him. He's happy.
Mm-hmm.
He's also a winner.
Yep.
And obviously the soul of that team outside of Steph Curry. So he's earned the right to be able to say what he wants and to be respected in that space. And I don't think he's ever really disrespectful. But saying all that, I do disagree with what he said here when he was talking about the Memphis Grizzlies. He said, this isn't the Minnesota Timberwolves. This is the Golden State Warriors. This is championship level basketball. This is how we do it. And he was discussing on the Volume on his podcast, the Draymond Green Show, talking about the comeback against the Grizzlies the other night. Now, I did not compare the Golden State Warriors to the Minnesota Timberwolves for 1 second. I don't think anybody is. But I will say, this is why I would have wanted Joel Embiid to be perfectly healthy if the Heat end up beating the Sixers, and how this rivalry will develop a little bit more if Golden State ends up closing out the Grizzlies tonight. You want all the players out there. Like, that game doesn't go, I don't believe that game goes that way if Ja Morant is on the floor.
No.
So while, of course, Golden State deserves credit for being down all game and closing it out in the fashion that they did, which is a championship level closeout. You're down all game, you're not playing well, but in the end, you're right there and you do what you do as champions and veterans. But Ja wasn't on the floor. So I don't know that I can agree that anyone's comparing Golden State to the Timberwolves or that this is like a big braggadocious type of win. It's not. You should have, if you were in that space, blown the Grizzlies out, blown the Grizzlies out, because you are the better team. You are the championship level team. You are the Golden State Warriors. And that's not how that game went. We all watched it. So I think you can give the credit where it's due that the Golden State Warriors are a championship level team. They aren't afraid when they're down. They're going to do what they need to do to win where they need to win, which is exactly what they did. Steph hit clutch free throws. Everyone stepped up. And in the end, they win the game. But Ja wasn't out there. So that wasn't necessarily the performance that we're going to build a whole lot on. So I'm okay with Draymond saying this, obviously. And do we have the sound of it? We have the sound of Draymond. Let's take a listen to Draymond.
They were up 20 points. Josh started to go on his rampage and scoring every play. And I think he looked up like, wow, I'm starting to go crazy. He had a couple of those Ja layups that only Ja makes. And he looked up and they were down 25. And that was big for us, because that was to show them this isn't the Minnesota Timberwolves. You're no longer playing that team. This is the Golden State Warriors. This is championship level basketball. This is how we do it.
I mean, this is what makes Draymond Draymond.
I love it. And he's not wrong. They are a championship team. He has the right to say that.
No, 100%. But I'm not going to look at this series in a way that, like, Golden State dominated the Grizzlies.
No.
I don't think that that's what happens. And Ja being out and it being as chippy as it was. And I don't, you know, I do think that Jordan Poole did injure Ja, because Ja is saying that that's what happens. And again, I'm not God. You're not God. You're not his doctor. The other doctors that talk about it are not his doctor. You don't know. So if they're saying that's what injured him, that's what injured him. I don't think Jordan Poole was intending on injuring Ja Morant. But nevertheless, he is injured. He's not playing. He's the best player for the Grizzlies. And I'm not going to look at this series, because I'm not a Golden State fan, so I don't need to brag about, you know, a gentleman's sweep of the Grizzlies. I think that they had a great performance, but they don't have Ja.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it is. Like, you have to have all of your players out there on the court, particularly your superstar, if you're going to take on a team like Golden State, who, he's right, are champions and play championship level basketball. But in the end, in crunch time moments, in the postseason, NBA playoffs, in a series like this, where every moment matters and it's very, very competitive and very aggressive, you need Ja on the floor. We'll get to Jonathan Vilma next here on The Herd. Joy Taylor and Alex Curry in for Colin Cowherd all week. Talk a little NIL. And of course, the NFL schedule release is tomorrow. Get his thoughts on some of the big matchups, including Cowboys-Packers Week 10 in Lambeau. All of that coming up next on The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Welcome back to The Herd. Joy Taylor, Alex Curry, and for Colin Cowherd this week. The schedule release is tomorrow night on FS1 and NFL Network. The NFL schedule release is upon us, 8 p.m. Eastern. Let's go out to Jonathan Vilma, Fox Sports NFL analyst, Super Bowl champ, national champion with the Miami Hurricanes. So this is a big matchup week 10. We got a little tease, Cowboys-Packers week 10, Mike McCarthy back at Lambeau. What are your expectations for this matchup?
Well, I'm expecting that both the Cowboys and the Packers are going to be first in their division and fighting for first round bye. That's my expectation. You have two premier quarterbacks. You reloaded on both sides. I understand Devontae Adams, one of the best wide receivers, if not the best wide receiver, isn't there for Aaron Rodgers. But Aaron Rodgers has done it before with less talent. And so I see nothing but a phenomenal matchup and really expecting one of these two teams to make their way deep into the playoffs, deeper than where they went last year, because, look, they've been there, done that. They have talent. They've reloaded. They need to get back on track. And both fan bases are just dying for the premier Green Bay Packers to make it deep into the playoffs and the Cowboys to do the same.
Fox America's Game of the Week has been the number one show in all of television for the last 13 years, and I anticipate that this game will be one of the most watched in the NFL schedule this year. So what team schedule are you most looking forward to seeing revealed tomorrow? The 2022 NFL schedule release airs tomorrow, 8 p.m. here on FS1 and NFL Network. What team are you looking forward to seeing their schedule the most?
You know, I'm really looking forward to the Denver Broncos schedule. When you look at the trade, obviously, for Russell Wilson, he's supposed to bring the Denver Broncos back to prominence, right? Back, you think back to Elway days. They have really good defense. Or you can even think of the Peyton Manning short stint era where they had really good defense and they needed that one guy to man the ship and then lead them to the promised land. So the Broncos, who came in last in the division, what's going to happen for them is they're going to play the last place teams of the other divisions, and because of that, they should be able to have a very favorable schedule. Of course, they're going to face three of the best quarterbacks in the league six times this year, but that's why they brought in Russell Wilson. He's supposed to be the equalizer to Herbert, the equalizer to Carr, the equalizer to Mahomes. So I'm really excited to see that schedule. I want to see how that plays out for the Broncos.
Jonathan Vilma, Fox Sports NFL analyst and Super Bowl champ. Speaking of a guy bringing them to the promised land, Tom Brady is our coworker now. Well, not yet, but he is in the Fox Sports family now upon retiring. What was your reaction to that news?
Man, I was so happy to hear the news. I was really happy because all the time that I've interviewed Tom Brady leading up to a couple of the Bucs games, I feel like he has a lot more personality that he wants the world to see, right? It's always been Tom Brady, no smiling, all business on the sideline. He'll go get rants a couple times and get his team fired up. But you never see like that cool side of him, right? You know, Peyton Manning, you know how smart he is, but his commercials were hilarious. When you talk to Peyton Manning, super funny guy, has a lot of personality. And that's what I think Tom Brady's really trying to do now, right? 20 years in, 20 plus years playing. Now it's about, all right, let me show the human side of me. I've been this robot, right? This a machine, championship, Super Bowl after conference, championship after Super Bowl. And then now it's time to turn the corner, turn the page, and show the human side of me.
Jonathan Vilma, Super Bowl champ, national champion, Fox Sports NFL analyst. Thank you so much for joining us. We are now co-workers with Tom Brady, which is very exciting. Appreciate you stopping by, Jonathan.
I need to just hashtag that. Thanks, Joy.
That's Jonathan Vilma, Fox Sports NFL analyst. Very exciting. The NFL schedule releases tomorrow, 2022 schedule, 8 p.m. Eastern here on FS1 NFL Network. And that Week 10 matchup is definitely going to be one that we all circle as America's Game of the Week. Number one show on television for the last 13 years. Let's get to Best for Last. All right, so we did this yesterday for the AFC quarterbacks, and now we'll do it for the NFC quarterbacks. Tears of joy. Alex, who's first?
What tier would you place Dak Prescott in?
Dak Prescott is a starter. He's been the quarterback for the number one scoring offense and number one total offense last season. 37 touchdown passes. Obviously got paid. But 1-3 career playoff record, and that is what's going to need to change. He was, on that superstar scale, but I'm going to put him at a starter right now. Has a little bit more to go.
That's fair. What tier would you place Daniel Jones?
Oh, Daniel Jones is four. He's not a bridge. He's not a backup. He's a four. He's actually not an unknown. It's unknown / bad, and Daniel Jones is bad. It's unfortunate, but we've seen enough of him, and so he is in tier four on the bad side.
All right. What tier would you place Jalen Hurts in?
Jalen Hurts is in tier four, but not for the reasons that Daniel Jones is in there. He is an unknown. They did trade for A.J. Brown this season, so they are leaning in towards giving him all the weapons that he needs. But he did lead the Eagles to a playoffs and had a winning record in his first season as a full-time starter. 26 total touchdowns, 9 interceptions. I like Jalen a lot. I think he's the future. They're checking it out this year to see if he is, and I think he will be, but he is an unknown right now.
The one-year audition. What tier would you place Carson Wentz in?
Carson Wentz is a bridge. Everyone knows I'm not huge on Carson Wentz, but 27 touchdown passes, 7 interceptions last season, had big expectations, and was terrible at the end of the season. Lost his last two games to the Raiders and, of course, to Jacksonville, which cost them the playoff berth. Under 500 as a starter over the last four seasons. He is a bridge quarterback and nothing more.
What tier would you place Aaron Rodgers in?
Aaron Rodgers, superstar, of course. I mean, there's no question. Fifth player to win back-to-back MVPs in NFL history. Only Peyton Manning has won more MVPs. We know all about Aaron Rodgers' credentials. He's a superstar.
What tier would you place Kirk Cousins in?
Kirk Cousins is tier two. He's a starter, but he is a very well-compensated starter. I'm not huge on Kirk Cousins overall, but he does know how to make some money, which I can respect. He is definitely a superstar at that. He is a superstar getting the bag.
And getting his money. What tier would you place Justin Fields in?
Justin Fields is an unknown tier four. 3-9 record in his rookie season. They did hire a new head coach. They lost some wide receiver depth, which I don't love. But the Bears offensive line allowed the most sacks in the NFL last season, 58. So he's still a young player, has showed a lot of promise. I'm excited to see what he develops into, but right now he's still an unknown.
What tier would you place Jared Goff in?
Jared Goff's tier two. I mean, he led the Rams to a Super Bowl in 2018. Had a winning record in four of his last five seasons. Obviously, he's in Detroit now and went three. They won three games this season. But he is a starter. He's paid as one. He's had some success, but he just can't elevate a bad team.
What tier would you place Tom Brady in?
Okay, Tom Brady. There's not a tier for Tom Brady. Tom Brady's in his own tier, but we'll put him in superstar, obviously. We don't need to go over Tom Brady's resume.
All right, what tier would you place Marcus Mariota in?
Marcus Mariota is a bridge. He's been great at this role. 29-32 career record. He hasn't been a full-time starter since 2018, but his problem is mostly injuries. He's never played a full season without getting injured. He's going to be a bridge situation for the Falcons, who I think will take a quarterback next year. They weren't really expecting to lose Matt Ryan, tried to go in on Deshaun Watson, failed, and this is a good replacement bridge situation for the Falcons.
What tier would you place Sam Darnold in?
Sam Darnold is in the... We should have split the last tier because it makes it seem like I'm putting Daniel Jones, Jalen Hurts, and Justin Fields in the same. And this is going to get on the internet and people are going to freak out. So I'm going to say it for anyone who bothers to listen. These are not the same, but Sam Darnold is in tier four. He is not unknown. We very much know that Sam Darnold is not a starter and not a bridge. He's just a guy that can put on a jersey and throw the ball around occasionally.
All right.
I mean, that's what it is.
All right. Fair. What tier would you place Jameis Winston in?
Jameis Winston is three. He's a bridge. He did have a 5-2 record with the Saints last season, but it's the interceptions for Jameis Winston. They don't have Sean Payton anymore. I don't know how this is going to go this year. I do think it was a good choice for the Saints to bring him back, but I'm going to put him in a bridge situation.
What tier would you place Matthew Stafford in?
Super Bowl champ Matthew Stafford? Yeah, that guy's a superstar now. I had some questions about Matthew Stafford. He's making me a little nervous there towards the end of the season, but he shut everybody up, including myself. Matthew Stafford, first year with the Rams, went to the Super Bowl. He's a superstar.
What tier would you place Kyler Murray in?
Kyler Murray is also a superstar. Pro Bowler in two of his first three seasons. First player in NFL history with 70-plus touchdown passes and 20 rushing touchdowns over his first three seasons. He is dynamic. He does have some limitations. There's some questions about how these things are going to play out as far as the leader of the team, but he's the guy, and he is going to be there for a while in Arizona.
What tier would you place Drew Lock in?
Drew Lock is tier four. He's just a guy. He's like Sam Darnold. I have a lot of faith in Drew Lock getting things on the right track in Seattle. Seattle has not have a good roster, and he had major issues with being precise when he was in Denver, and they had weapons there. So I'm going to put Drew Lock in tier four. Not unknown. He's in the bad side of tier four.
The half a tier four.
Yes.
What tier would you place Jimmy G in?
Jimmy G is a bridge right now. You know, I like Jimmy G a lot. Obviously led the 49ers to an NFC championship game in two of the last three seasons and a Super Bowl in 2019. But he cannot, and I mean cannot, stay healthy. And it is so frustrating. He obviously makes some questionable decisions on the field from time to time as well. But overall, as a winner, he just can't stay healthy. You can't trust him.
And finally, what tier would you place Trey Lance in?
Trey Lance is in four. Now, obviously, this is two San Francisco quarterbacks, but they've got two guys on the roster right now. He made two starts his rookie season, 1-1 record. He has all the physical tools, but we haven't seen enough of him to really evaluate if he is the future of San Francisco. And the reason that there are two quarterbacks from San Francisco on this tier is because I'm not sure that San Francisco believes in Trey Lance, and I guess we're going to find out very soon. I think they should go all in on him and trade Jimmy Garoppolo, but they keep playing this little shell game with it. But yes, to the internet, I want it on the record right now. There is a separation in the last tier, so don't come for me. I don't want to hear it. I am not comparing Sam Darnold to Justin Fields.
We should have a 4 and a 4.5.
Yeah, just like a, you know,
a little below.
Like a little corner thing.
Yeah.
For the other guys.
Time out.
Thanks so much for joining us today. Fun show. Nick Wright, Melissa Rowland, Jonathan Vilma, myself and Alex Curry in all week for Colin Cowherd. NBA playoffs continue on, and the NFL schedule release is tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern, here on FS1 and NFL Network. Win-loss. We're not going to play it for every team, but it is going to be exciting.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.